This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with the weekend edition of Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, I want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. That goes for all the people who are out there working right now, all of you, regardless of what you're doing. And we got a road alert for the truck drivers coming south. We got to get out here in a minute. But you can follow us on Facebook. Over on Facebook, you can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler the same way. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out and see what we have to offer. All right, joining us right now on the telephone line, we have got Roland Edwards. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a good morning. But anyway, let's go with the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the reason I said that the way I did is because we have a horrible situation right now with big-time flooding here in Florida. What went up the river has to come back down the river into the Gulf, and boy, it's doing it. And we've got big-time flooding right now of the Myakka River as well as the Peace River. And it is over the top of Interstate 75, south of Sarasota and north of Punta Gorda. Now, it's from mile marker 193 to 171, where they're going to take you off the road and divert you cross-country into the middle part of Florida, around the rivers, and then bring you back way down below the rivers. And it's going to be about a 60-mile out-of-the-way travel for you. There is no direct way at the moment into Punta Gorda because of the water. Now, that's liable to change, of course, Ground Zero, Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, North Fort Myers, that's Ground Zero, Sanibel Island and Captiva Island, all that, and it's just not going to help things out by having to take longer for supplies to get there, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Not a thing, and to my concern also, in addition to the water, Captain, is the snakes and things of that nature that are in the
water.
You
want one? I'll go get you one.
And that, you know, that.
Would you like to meet an alligator, close and personal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might get in trouble for that, though.
Yeah, look for Walligator. Yeah, but yeah, that poses a danger to folks. It was really weird to see the picture with the video rather with the sharks swimming down the street.
Yeah, I wonder if the shark is going to make it back into the Gulf.
I don't know. That's he has to get the salt water soon. Or they, you know, it was a couple of them. But I saw a manatee as well.
Yeah.
And it was on land, though. That was a creepy sight.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on, and, boy, I just pray for the safety of everyone, whether it's the water, whether it's snakes or anything like that, that the water hurries up and goes down.
Well, the damage toll for this is going to be very high, likely in the hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe even higher than that. There's a lot of construction since Hurricane Charlie came through. Much more expensive homes were built, subject to a much more powerful storm. And by the way, a lot of the new homes that were built to Category 4 and or 5, and they basically withstood the storm. So their kudos to the builders for getting that part of it right. But to anybody that had a Cat 3 or Cat 2 or Cat 1 piece of property, more than likely it's in a pile somewhere.
Yeah, in a different location in many cases, too. Yeah, sad stuff. And a lot of people, boy, the insurance companies, they are going to be up to their wazoo and work for the next year or two. But the good news, there's always a silver lining to these kinds of things. And you, in your all's case, that you all have a great governor, great organization. And I think based upon that and some other things, Florida's going to recover a lot faster than a lot of people might think so, because of the unique brand of leadership and that, and the way you guys work together in these type of events anyway.
That's true, and we will be doing that. There's a few Democrats that won't. Charlie Crist kind of opened his mouth and said some insulting things yesterday. He's trying to fundraise off this storm, by the way.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and we have some politicians that are getting together and, oh, I'm taking cooling down, I'm taking this, I'm going to do that. Well, the problem with that is a lot of the stuff they're going to take is already there.
Yeah. You know something, I noticed that when you have these disasters, it's not just in Florida, but usually conservative Republicans show up and are there and involved in the situation with the people. Democrats, they leave or fundraise.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on the weekend edition. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I will tell you that it's always a privilege and always an honor to be able to speak with like-minded people. And
leftist Americans like Bill Gates don't believe in God, but they cock around trying to act as if they are some demigod. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Recently on the Epoch Times, there was yet another story about Bill Gates' sick and demented mission to define nature and God's creation by orchestrating a plan to block the sun with chemical trails from jet aircraft, space bubbles, and more. Bill Gates and his lunatic pals in big fat government and corporate America vowed to depopulate Africa long ago via vaccinations. And they're now more focused than ever on bringing misery upon our planet by spreading false propaganda regarding the environment, weather patterns, and seasons. When leftist environmentalist wackos says that they must fight to prevent climate change, they must be confronted with logical questions like, what season would they like to be stuck in? Winter, summer, spring, or autumn? I would like to ask Bill Gates, who anointed him king of the universe, who thinks it is his duty to make us sick with chemtrails, and think he can block the sun. This final note, someone please awaken Bill Gates from his demented dream of trying to play God before the real one shows up. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty. Now, the Edwards Notebook is heard here several times a week on the program. We play it not only when Ron comes on, but also during some segments during the week. But the thing about the Edwards Notebook is he has another little sponsor there, and I'm about to do something here. Now, I got a Tervis tumbler, and it's full, and here I go with my iced coffee. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, boy. Let me tell you something, folks. I like my iced coffee.
And if you like yours and you don't like all the acid that comes with it, sometimes the acidity, this is a way to not have that. This has a delicious taste, Constitutional Grounds Coffee. A delicious taste. The people that have tried it like it, and they come back for more. They buy more. Now, all you got to do is go over to Ron's website, theronedwards.com, because you want the best, and Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you're going to want in your cup. All you got to do is go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at theronedwards.com website and make your purchase over there, because Mr. Edwards will tell you Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There was that masked man again riding through with the white horse. Okay. you got that right, and we're going to get this right because here we go again. Now, it's kind of hard to figure this deal out that we got with our wonderful president and wonderful vice president. But President Joe Biden says the Nord Stream pipeline leaks were a deliberate act of sabotage, and that his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, is pumping out disinformation and lies. How do we know that?
Well, we don't know. But you know what? I trust Putin's word more than I do Biden's.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's rational self-interest from Putin's point of view to maintain that pipeline.
Yep.
Remember, Trump warned the planet about, when he warned Europe, and he told the whole world it would not be wise to hook up with Mother Russia via that pipeline.
Yep.
Russia wanted that. That was one of their biggest avenues of income. So Putin is not an idiot. He's not a slow brainer, okay? So I trust Putin more than I do Biden. Biden is a schnook, a very dishonest individual all the way around, whether it comes to national interest here in the United States or events around the world.
Well, I agree. And the other thing is Planned Parenthood came out and said abortion bans are inherently racist, inherently classist, and functionally part of the white supremacy agenda. Really?
Captain, that is one of the most asinine statements I've heard in the past, I don't know, 20 years.
It's also racist.
Yeah, asinine and racist. First of all, abortion was promoted and started by people who wanted black people to bump themselves off via abortion. So why would they turn around all of a sudden and consider that the getting rid of abortion would be racist?
Mm-hmm.
And for people that do not know, the majority of people that are fighting against abortion, which is so heavily practiced in the black American community, the majority of people fighting against that evil are white people, conservative whites.
Mm-hmm.
So the racist statement in all of this is totally stupid. And disingenuous. It is the liberal leftist whites who want blacks to continue to kill themselves at a record rate, which they do via abortion. Blacks are only 13% of the population, but utilized, I think, up to 42% of all abortions in the country.
Mm-hmm.
On an annual basis.
Hmm.
Blacks are voluntarily doing this to themselves at the behest of their, as they call them, it's another term now, is their, according to their, the dictates of their liberal leftist white zaddies.
Mm-hmm.
So to say this is totally stupid.
Now, there's a poll out there, and you know how we like polls. 2/3 of U.S. adults are saying they're not going to get the COVID booster shots any time soon. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not. And I don't think anyone should be running up to get the boosters. When you consider the fact that so many young people that have taken the shots have dropped dead, many of them healthy, or they were healthy, young adults in athletics, soccer players around the world bumping off in the middle of a game. This is a horrible, horrible situation. And they're not going to tell you this in the media, but many of your embalmers are finding these weird globs in the blood of people, and it's difficult for them to even embalm bodies now. Mm. And it's not being reported. The causes of death, people, young people that are dying after taking the shot, they're not even reporting the cause of death, even though they know it. So why are they hiding it, Captain? Why do they not want to tell you why so many young people in America and throughout the world are dying after receiving the shot of the booster?
I know why part of it is. We found out yesterday that since the beginning of the pandemic, little Dr. Fauci and his wife have made some $5 million off whatever dealing with the pandemic.
And that's the real reason why they want to keep these shots going.
Mm-hmm.
They rely on our stupidity or our ignorance in taking these shots. And it's just not the Faucis, but it's many of them. Remember Scarf Lady, Dr. Birx?
Oh, yeah.
Scarf Lady, all those people.
I love that one, Scarf Lady.
Yeah, and they fooled Donald Trump. Remember when Trump was running around saying, you got to take your shots?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was respecting Birx and Tiny Bill Fauci, because he looked at them as the medical professionals. He didn't know, and he didn't know that he didn't know. But once he found out down the line, I believe he changed his tune. I'm not sure. But the fact of the matter, these people are liars, and there's got to be a time, Captain, that these people have to fess up and answer up for what they've done to the world.
Now, the deal
with China.
The DOJ is conducting a maximum pressure campaign against MAGA defenders.
Yeah, it is. Because the Department of Justice, the Justice Department, the Justin Department. Along with other elements of the United States federal government are literally working against MAGA defenders and promoters. Why? Because they are affiliated with Donald Trump. Anyone that's affiliated with Donald Trump, if they have any notoriety, if they find out about them, you're probably going to hear in some way, directly or indirectly, from the Department of Justice. Because they want to take us down. They want to take down the MAGA folks. They want to take down the Patriots. They want to take down folks who put our country first.
Yeah,
that's what's behind all this.
Yeah, you're right. You won't get any any argument with me out of you on that one. Okay, well, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards American Experience. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Yep, take care. Godspeed.
All righty, take care.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected on Friday to pass a bill funding the federal government through December the 16th, avoiding an embarrassing partial shutdown less than 6 weeks before the midterm elections, when control of Congress might be at stake. The National Hurricane Center said late Friday morning that Hurricane Ian was accelerating toward the South Carolina coast. Life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds would arrive soon, and the storm's movement was faster than previously reported at 14 miles an hour. Ian, located east-southeast of Charleston, with maximum sustained winds at 85 miles per hour and higher. The power outage caused by Hurricane Ian has prompted protests in the streets of Cuba's capital, as several hundred people demanded restoration of electricity more than 2 days after a blackout hit the entire island. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
On here on this evening, and I want to remind everybody that this is who brings you this portion of the show.
Past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Now, let me remind everybody that here on the Captain's America Third Watch, many of you know that I've had a lot of problems because of a wound I received from the World Trade Center. And here I am some 20-plus years later, still fighting with the problems I have. Now, that was the case, and it was to the point to where I was being told that because of the infection that kept coming back in my leg, that I might want to consider having it amputated. Well, I had almost given up hope until I heard about Dr. Bill Sparopoulos at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And my little friend, Dr. Sherry, my friend from the World Trade Center that helped save my life and my leg the first time, said that, I think you should try this guy. He could probably help you. I mean, what do you got to lose? And I said, you're right. So I did just that, and I'll be doggone, if he hasn't corrected the problem in my left leg, the problem I was having in my right leg, and I'm feeling really good. Now, I can't walk 5 miles yet, but I can walk further than I could, and I'm not in quite as much pain, although I still have some trouble. But I'll tell you, if you are a veteran or you are a first responder, he gets it. He understands it. He was in the Navy. He was a naval doctor. He specializes in wound care of the leg and the foot, diabetic foot care, limb salvage, general podiatry, and he also does hyperbaric oxygen treatments. That's what really worked for me. That's what really worked for me. And it can work for you, too. And he handles and takes most insurances that are out there, so that's not a problem. He'll also work with people with TRICARE. That's not a problem. He does work with the VA because he's been in the VA system for quite a while. So here's what you do. You give him a call at 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. Set up an appointment for service. Set up an appointment to go in and have him explain to you what he can do. He'll do the examination and let you know where you're at and what can happen, and then away you go. I mean, you got nothing to lose and everything to gain. That's Dr. Bill Spiropoulos, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 727-896-4615. And don't be afraid to tell him the captain sent you. Okay, back to Mr. Kyle Warner, Professor of Policy. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
There you are. All right, well, we're going to pick up where we left off. You ready?
I'm ready.
At her news conference on Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked why she won't allow Democrats to speak out about the border. She said, and I quote, "We have a secure border, and protecting it is our responsibility." But she also said something else about the immigrants were needed to what? Harvest the crops?
That's exactly right, Captain. And we actually have that audio.
Oh, please play it.
Yeah, here we go.
We have a shortage of workers in our country. And you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops.
Okay, I live in an area where there's growers, okay? I haven't heard one of them say that.
No, and Captain, what's inherent in this comment is just so horrible. This idea that, I guess for Nancy Pelosi, it's immigrants are fine as long as they're picking the crops. I don't get it. And why would you ship them north? Why would they go to Cape Cod when they can be picking the crops? It just, Captain, it's just terrible the way that she's connotating this.
Exactly. Maybe she's getting older and more senile than Biden.
Well, I perhaps, and then of course
I know she's older than he is.
She is older than he is, I believe. But then she talks about how we have to have a secure border, and the president is going to address that. Give me a break. The president's going to address the border issue? They must be really, really starting to grasp at straws, Captain.
Now, Mark Meckler, who does a lot of work with the Convention of States, and I believe he's the chairman of the organization, says that the entire leftist apparatus is rising up against the effort to call a convention of states. What do you suppose they're afraid of?
Well, for one thing, I mean, I think it's kind of a double-edged sword to some degree. I mean, the Constitutional Convention itself was quite a knockdown, drag-out fight, to say the least, politically. But certainly I think they're afraid of states coming together and rejecting in so many ways, the leftist agenda.
Now, our Florida Congressman Brian Mast has said the Democrats are definitely, definitely going to politicize the Ian relief effort before the midterms to make it look like things aren't going where they're supposed to go. And I don't doubt that for a second. No, I do not doubt that.
Because obviously it's a political season, they are all hands on deck to try to make hay out of that, and certainly the very fact that it's Governor DeSantis, I think they want to make sure that they find a way to try to make things look bad for him. And it's just terrible that it comes amid real suffering, real people, real Americans, and so on. And politics is still front and center, unfortunately.
Well, I hate to tell the people on the left side of the aisle this, but it's not going to work.
No, I don't think it will.
No.
I really don't. Because I do think that people, again, they're looking at reality. They're accepting reality. And they're not going to simply turn to the Democrat messaging apparatus to say, tell me some wonderful lie about how the world is and how wonderful things are.
Now, here's what's going to work. If for some reason a Republican running for office or a Republican incumbent shows up down there to hand out some free stuff to the people or whatever, and they're down there with their campaign stickers, posters up in the air and saying, oh, contribute here, or even the word contributions come in and there's money changing hands. Let me tell you something. They're done. They're done.
Well, right, because you can't fundraise off of, you know, your hurricane relief.
Unless you're Charlie Crist.
Well, right, yeah, I guess, yeah, I suppose you're right. But also I heard another comment today from, I think, a left-leaning commentator saying something to the effect of Ron DeSantis will suddenly discover he's a big government Republican. Neat, I think, talking about the idea of the aftermath and assistance and so forth. Well, but see, that's just such a backhanded kind of thing because – you want to help people, but if you help people, then suddenly you must be a Democrat because only the Democrats really want to help people. I mean, this is just ridiculous nonsense.
Now, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio says Americans were lied to prior to the 2020 election. So why not give them the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop? Voila, problem solved.
Well, because the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop is probably so horrible, so devastating, and so completely damaging, that it would make a sea change. Why do you think it was suppressed prior to the 2020 election? Because they knew that it was going to reflect so badly on Dad Biden, basically.
Daddy Biden.
That's right.
Oh, Daddy boy. Oh, boy. You can't make this stuff up, you know that?
Well, do you recall back when George W. Bush was running for president and the big, driving under the influence story popped up?
Yeah.
They do that in order to try to ruin everything. But this Hunter Biden laptop story would have actually done that, I think.
Yeah, you are right. You're absolutely right on that one, spot on. All right, well, we're fixing to go to break, but before we go to break, Kyle Warren is heard on the program every night of the week during the first couple of hours. And his website is thekylewarrenshow.com, right?
That's correct, kylewarrenshow.com.
All right, kylewarrenshow.com. I added a D in front of it. And you can go over there and check him out and see all the different little things that he's got going there because you never know what you might find over there. Might even find me over there.
That's right.
All right. Hold that thought. We are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on the weekend edition. And then we'll have another Trucker's Highway and Byway report. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5. 800-332-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Wonder if I'd
interstate still coming through. Come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ. Well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my day.
Montgomery Gentry, this is my town, and we decided to do a Montgomery Gentry music night tonight, and I like that group. Kyle, what do you think?
Oh, I like that song a lot, and no, I'm glad it's Montgomery Gentry tonight. That's great.
Yeah, and I ran into them a few years back at the Florida State Fair, and there was some sort of military veterans ceremony going on. I forget what it was. But they came up and introduced themselves to everybody and signed autographs and gave us pictures and copies of their CDs and all that. I always liked that. I was like, they didn't have to do that, but they did.
That is cool when they do that. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, let me see here. We got us some weather to talk about. Let me start it out like this, and I will start it out by telling you that Ian, which is no longer bothering Florida, except for the lingering flooding that we've got going on down here. Ian is expected to move further up the line, up into the middle Atlantic states today. And it ought to be up somewhere around northern North Carolina, Virginia by tonight, dumping a bunch of rain. And it might be dumping rain as far inland as West Virginia. Now, this is going to cause some trouble because they're going to get flooded up there. A lot of those streams and rivers up there, they've been getting water, and I don't think they're going to be able to handle 6 to 12 inches of rain, which is pretty much what this storm is going to be dumping in terms of rain. So heavy rain, potential flash flooding are possible in places of North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia through tomorrow. So you folks up there, pay attention, listen to the weather, and if they tell you that you got to get out of an area, get out of the area, because you see what's going on down here, don't you?
Exactly right. Yeah, leave if they tell you.
All right, your turn.
Thank you, Captain. We've got the winter weather advisory. We've got, I think that's the first one again of this season. This is going to be south east of Bozeman and also around Red Lodge there in southern Montana. And going on down into Wyoming, we've also got chances of snow in some of the higher elevations. And right now in that area of Cody, this is now going to be south of Cody, we've got some rain and some sleet heading over towards the border there with Idaho, and it's going to stretch. It's not quite just to Idaho Falls, but we do have a lot of rain on the map right now. Coming down I-25 south of Buffalo, you've got rain coming across the roadway. And back up in Montana, our friends in Missoula, all the way down to about Stevensville, you've got rain in that area tonight, especially as you head on down from Missoula down I-90 towards Deer Lodge. You've got rain there tonight as well. And then, of course, to round it all out, coming out of Denver, coming west out of Denver, you'll have a little bit of rain. That'll break up, but then by the time you get over towards Avon, you're going to have sleet coming across I-70. So be careful out there.
Did you say sleet?
It says sleet.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Here we go. That's right.
Yeah. Yes. That can get real exciting real quick. Okay. Well, let me go over here and get into the aspects of what we got going up and down. I just told you about what Ian is doing. But we do have over into Texas, we have a poor quality alert, air quality alert, around the Metroplex, Dallas and Fort Worth. And then down to San Antonio, same thing, on down towards Laredo. Houston, we got the same thing coming up down there along Houston's coastline, as well as along over into let's see here, down to Galveston and then to Skipjacks down to the border. Got a little bit of that around New Orleans as well, and that's about where things will stay at the moment. Now, Kyle, how can we hear your show, number one?
Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And number two, what do we tell everybody about the Pilot and Flying J?
Well, folks, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, you can find the nearest one to you simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest location. And also, right now, of course, don't forget, it's still going to be Driver Appreciation Month extended into October. Join the My Rewards Plus program. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com for more information.
Yep, and I'll be stopping by the Pilot and Flying J today. I'm going to take the long way back and come on down 75 and stop at the one on just north of Tampa a little ways there. So look forward to that. All right, Kyle, we'll talk to you Monday morning, bright and early.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now we're going to go up here, and we're going to pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
The gaffe machine was added again yesterday, Joe Biden. It's not Biden's gaffes that matter. It's his blatant lies that seem to be inexcusable. Because the guy has a gaffe, but then you got to take a look and see what the lie was that he said that got him to the point of the gaffe. And it's, the same thing applies, it looks like, with Kamala when she says something stupid.
Okay.
What do you think is going on here? I mean, is Biden that far gone, or is this? There's people telling me that he's faking this. I don't believe that. I think he's that far gone.
Well, look, he doesn't say a lot that doesn't come from talking points that are going on in that White House. So it isn't, the full blame isn't just on Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, he is nutty because the guy doesn't have any strategic thinking left. I mean, he's got to know that, this is what he's saying is wrong or untrue or, you know, there's not any kind of critical thinking that's being applied here. So it's an activist White House, period, end of report. And they know that lies work. And this White House is preying on voters out there that aren't fact-checking him either. They're just all in. So, you know, we're not in a good place. It's kind of like we've got the KGB tactics that are or a handbook that's inside this White House.
Well, the functionality of Joe Biden is definitely questionable. Democrats seem to overestimate
right.
it. But the truth between him, his wife, and his doctors, the bottom line, of course, is that he's not fit to hold public office. That's
no.
my opinion. All right, hold that
no.
thought. Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more. Denise Simon Chu and the Captain's America, Third Watch Weekend Edition. And good morning, good morning, good morning. And if you're stuck in that traffic jam over there on I-75 southbound or northbound, you got no choice. You got to take the detour. Got to take the detour. All right, we'll get into all that and more when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.